Lee, what about you?
Well, my wife and I had done EMS seminar in December of last year after her affair was revealed in July of last year. We've been going to counseling through Crossroads, which is Rick's counseling center here in Austin, and have been seeing John Haney, one of the partners, and that had been going on for a year or so before. Once I found out about the affair, we had continuing struggles for that, went to EMS, had a profoundly wonderful experience there. And after I got out of that, I started seeing you, Rick, saw you a couple of times, and you said, "I'm doing this Harboring Hope thing. I think you'd really like it." John and Leslie are the driving force behind it. And I really, really, really like Leslie. Leslie was married to a physician. I'm a doctor, and she was on her way to becoming a doctor when she got her life got turned upside down after 16 years of marriage with an affair. And so she and I have a bond there that I think is great. The course, I don't have a lot of free time, so I didn't get to make all the sessions, but I tried to do a second session sort of audited with Jim and his group. And I'm hoping that one of these days when I get my life a little bit more on the upside, that maybe I'll be able to help sit in on these things and pay back and maybe be a bit of a mentor for them. So we'll see how that goes, though.
Good. What did you get from the Harboring Hope group?
Gosh, Rick, I mean, I could just go on and on. I think one of the things I'm getting out of just hearing people talk about it today is that, for most people in this country, when they discover a betrayal, or even when their marriage just starts to go way, way too wrong, they head for the divorce court. And to not do that takes a lot of guts, and it takes some incredible strength. And one of the great things about Harboring Hope is that it validates you as one of that tiny percentage of people who says, "I'm not going to give up on this. I love my spouse. I believe, I have faith in myself, I have faith in my God and my relationship with God. I'm going to get better with both of those things, and I'm going to get better with my relationship, and I'm going to get through this." That takes an incredible amount of energy and stamina and fortitude. And this course, even if you just get the book and the videos and never participated in the calls, gives you amazing resources to do those things. I grew up in a Methodist family, never really went to church seriously. I've never had God that active in my life. But after going to the EMS weekend and going through more and more of the soul searching involved with Harboring Hope and some of these other things, I'm finding out that, that God's been alive inside me and working all this time. And I'm so my faith in God has been awakened and enlivened, and it's given me strength in myself, and I'm learning a lot about myself. It's given me the strength to accept what my part in the downfall of our relationship has been, that I was unfaithful to my wife as well through the use of pornography and masturbation. That's a hard lesson to learn, and I would encourage. That's why recently I posted to the thing that I would encourage everybody to switch roles, because none of us is without fault. We all carry some blame, and you can learn a lot. It's not that you're trying to accept the other person's faults. What you need to do is you need to learn to accept your own and what your own weaknesses are and your own strengths. And so I would definitely encourage that. The great thing about the Harboring Hope and the small groups, though, when we very first started, Jim and I were in a group earlier this year, I think from January on through March, and it was a great group. I started out as the clock Nazi, and we had a set format we were going to follow and answer our questions and stuff, but we never quite made it to that, because just the high, hearing everybody's highs and lows would take 20, 30 minutes, and people would pour out their hearts, and we would validate each other. And whenever you thought you were having a crappy week, somebody would come on and just blow you away for how crappy their week had been. And so you'd stop, the self-pity would go away. You'd stop telling yourself how bad you had it, and because you'd hear when other people had it worse, and they were still hanging in there, and they weren't going to give up, you know. And so it really, really validates you in that sense. It gives you a kind ear to listen, and it gives you a kind heart to speak, and to know when to shut up too. We didn't. That it's not. You were not there to counsel each other. We're not there to give each other advice. You are there to say, yeah, you know, I had a crappy week too, and but I'm hanging in there. And I think the second time we've gone through this, we started another one in April that Jim has been much, much more involved in. That's the group you're talking about, the guys. And I agree with Jim. Guys have a different thing. But as you know, Rick, the incidence of the guy being depraved or the betrayed partner is going up, and it's probably approaching 50-50 now. So unfortunately, there's going to be more and more of our guys' groups coming into this. But I think Jim's group, I've sort of semi-audited. I've been live on the calls a couple of times with them, but they're a great group, and it's not a bunch of college professors. I mean, these are working guys, and who are just trying to get in touch with themselves and with God and what they're doing right and what they've done wrong, and to make it all make sense. And I think that's the best thing about Harboring Hope, is at a time when things don't make sense, you find out that by talking about it with other people who are having the same experience, you finally can make some of it make some sense to you. And that's what I would say is the best part about Harboring Hope, is that you've got solid written and visual resources, but you've also got a group of kindred souls who are also suffering, and in getting better, you end up healing each other, and that's great.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Lee.